So I'm talking with Seth Kahn. Seth is a leader in the field of sparking change in storytelling and in authentic engagement and dialogue. And Seth will be one of the keynote speakers in the 9th annual Smithsonian Symposium on Organizational Storytelling on April 17th, 2009, Washington, D.C. The theme of the symposium is, as always, storytelling. And this year, there'll also be a special focus on the role of story in creating and sustaining hot groups, high-performance teams, teams that are exceptional in performance and deeply meaningful to the participants. So, good morning to you, Seth.
Good morning, Steve.
And I'd like to begin by asking you how you use story in your work in terms of getting engagement and sparking change and igniting hot groups.
So for me, storytelling has two components, a yin and a yang. There's story listening and there's storytelling. When I work with executives who are leading change, the first thing I say to them is that you have to understand a map of the terrain that you're operating in, what's out there. And the way that I do that is through story listening. So I actually have a whole protocol that I use where I can interview people in 15-minute chunks. And basically the purpose of that 15 minutes is for me to pull from them their story. So I hopefully do as little talking as possible, but I have to ask the right questions so that they really open up. And I'm trying to do two things when I'm doing that story listening. I'm trying to build trust with them, because that's the beginning of our relationship, and that's what will carry things forward into an authentic conversation. And I'm trying to understand where they're coming from. So, and those two things go hand in hand, because the more trust you have, the more they open up about what's really going on. Oftentimes these conversations, even these very short little conversations, the first 3 or 4 minutes will be kind of the politically correct response. And what I'm trying to do is to get beneath the surface and get what they're genuinely thinking around a particular initiative. So that's story listening. And then there's storytelling. And storytelling, for me, very much comes back to your original Springboard book, which is, how do you tell stories where people get it and spread it? They got it. Penny's got a drop. Remember knowledge management at the World Bank. It's a difficult concept. It's complex. It's situational. If you start off with a definition of knowledge, or you have debates around Socrates, you get nowhere. But if you say to people, let me tell you about a rural healthcare worker looking, you know, on the web for the cure for malaria, then suddenly they're able to translate that. So creating stories so that people get it, and then stories that they can repeat to others, is a critical piece. So there's the story listening and the storytelling.
And the story listening, you say you have to ask the right questions to get beyond the politically correct sort of superficial dialogue. What are some of the right questions?
Well, there's no kind of list that I can provide you. It's a sensitivity. It's a way of working with someone. So different people have different personalities. Some people, typical type A, kind of aggressive, time-crunched kind of person, will come to the phone and they'll think they already know what they want to say. And you need to listen to them. You need to receive their initial kind of extension. But then you want to pop the lid on it a little bit. So you want to throw something that suddenly makes them look at it in a completely different way. And then you can get into something that's more authentic. Other people may be more warm and kind of, you know, already looking for the interaction rather than just their spiel. And then you can have a conversation with them. So I don't have a list of questions. I can't say here they are. What I can say is that there's a mindset or an approach that the interviewer has to take. And what that mindset is about is it's a genuine desire to understand the world the way the other person sees it.